My name is Robin Dewey, and I'm a program coordinator with the Labor Occupational Health Program, which is part of the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley. It's a community outreach program, and what I'm going to do is talk a little bit about some of the preliminary evaluation results, assessing the impact of our worker occupational safety and health specialist training program. I'm going to give a little overview of first what the program is about and then go through our preliminary results. Okay. First, what is the WOSH Specialist Program? It's a 24-hour training program that is designed to develop worker leaders in workplaces all over California that can promote injury and illness prevention programs. The idea of going back and serving as a resource in occupational safety and health to both coworkers but also managers. The materials and training are available in three languages, English, Spanish, and Chinese. It's part of a larger program called the Worker Occupational Safety and Health Training and Education Program, WOSHTEP, which was established by legislation in 2002, and so now it's part of the California Labor Code. It's a $1 million program. It's funded through an assessment on workers' comp insurance carriers. It's administered by the state's Labor Management Commission on Health and Safety and Workers' Compensation, and then it's implemented by two resource centers, one at LOHP in the north at UC Berkeley and the other at UCLA LOSH, the Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program for Southern California. And there are several of our program people here. Our PI from LOSH, Linda Delp, is here, and so is our PI from LOHP, Robin Baker, and then Laura Stock and Diane Bush. And Jessica Barcelona, I think, is here, too. I think I saw her come in. There you are. All work on the program. And then Fran Schreiberg is also here, who's on our Labor Management Advisory Board. So thank you, and everybody chime in and help me with this presentation. So in addition to the WOSH Specialist Training Program, the other components of WOSHTEP, because it is a fairly large, well-funded program, it's $1 million a year program, are Young Worker Leadership Academies that Diane Bush is going to talk about at the next session. We have a small business resource program for small businesses, and then a resource center that includes multilingual resources in a number of different languages. The legislation that established WOSHTEP targeted certain priorities, and they include that we target high hazard, high injury, and high workers' comp costs, workplaces and occupations, but also underserved workers, including low-wage workers, non-English speaking, people with limited literacy, and then youth. And then the goal is that we really try and work to reduce injuries and illnesses and also workers' comp costs among the state's most vulnerable workers. We were also asked to have some geographical diversity, so that's why we're working both in North and South, but we're also trying to extend the program to the Central Valley. There we go. The way the program works, as I said, the WOSH Specialist course is a component of a larger program, WOSHTEP, but it's the largest piece of WOSHTEP. And the way it works is that it's a 24-hour course that's taught by both LOSH and LOHP trainers, in addition to a network of, the number now is 76 trainers around the state. And it's taught in a number of different venues, both in what we call open enrollment courses, where people from a variety of different workplaces and occupations come together for that 24-hour course, but also some of these network trainers then also go back and teach within their own workplaces. And the types of folks that are targeted in those courses are people who are members of Health and Safety Committee or anybody who can serve in a leadership role. So the point of this is that it's not just an occupational safety and health training program, but it's really a leadership program. And the question is, can workers with occupational health and safety skills and leadership skills really go back and make a difference in the workplace? And so a key piece of this is not only learning health and safety skills and learning how to make the case to employers, but they go through the process of developing an action plan so they know exactly what they're going to do when they go back into the workplace after the course. So why evaluate the program? Well, we want to find out, first of all, if we're meeting what the legislation has asked us to do. Are we reaching targeted workers? Do course participants, in fact, feel after the course that they're prepared to be worker leaders? And then finally, the most important question of all, I guess, is are specialists, in fact, going back and having an impact in their workplace? So we've evaluated the WOSH Specialist course through a number of different methods. The first is we collect registration information from all participants. And to date, within the evaluation or the larger evaluation period, we have 1,050 specialists. We actually have more by now, but this within this particular period, from 57 courses. And from that, we are able to collect characteristics on the both the participants, but also their workplaces. And then the second piece is a post-training, pre- and post-retrospective test, where we had a group within a smaller period. Oh my God, it's only 1 minute left. okay. of 641 specialists, and where we ask them, do you feel ready, you know, do you feel like you gain knowledge through this course, and do you feel ready to make a difference? And the third method is conducting follow-up interviews from a a systematically selected 1 in 3 samples from people who had gone through the 24 hours and had filled out the post-test. And we had a 63% response rate from that, 63%. This is the impact model that just shows the transition from the beginning of the course when it was designed all the way to what the outcomes are that we wanted to see. So very quickly, what are we seeing from this? And from the registration information, we'll see that the people are trained both north and south pretty evenly, slightly more males. A little bit more in people coming into the course with a leadership role already, 65%, and then slightly more union members than not. In terms of race and ethnicity, this is taking a while to shift down. Try again. You'll see that we feel like we're fairly well reaching a diverse population in that 40% are white, 36% Hispanic. Nice split. And then in terms of the industry characteristics, slightly more than half are from the public sector, and part of the reason for that is because there's been a major commitment from a couple of big state agencies, including the California Department of Corrections, where they have asked us to go in and work with their people to train each of the prisons around California, the staff in the prisons, the Health and Safety Committee specifically. This is business size, and that also reflects some of the, public-private. So are specialists leaving the course having made some change in knowledge? And what we found is that 85% of people who report on the pretest, 85% say, yes, they did achieve knowledge, that they gained some knowledge from the course. And then how much? Well, it turns out they're really moving quite a bit. So as you can see from the red X to the blue X, there are about little over seven percentage points of in terms of how much knowledge they gain. Are they ready to go back and take action? So they self-report that, yes, they're actually very ready to go back and that the course really does prepare them to do that. So this scale is 1 to 4, not at all willing to very willing, and you can see that from the numbers it's between 3.6 and 3.9 in terms of willingness. Which has a relationship with readiness. So interviews were conducted with 88 folks, and what we found is that 22 to 28, about a quarter, actually copied and shared materials from the course and distributed them in their workforces. 47% helped with workers' comp, 48 actually helped with investigating injuries and hazardous events. 51% helped strengthen their IIPP, the Injury and Illness Prevention Standard, is something unique to California. It's a Cal OSHA requirement that all workplaces have this. 55% provided training, and 60% served on the Health and Safety Committee. 63 helped people work through their legal rights and responsibilities. And then, you know, some of the main issues that we wanted to get across, the main skills, we wanted people to be able to know how to identify hazards and know how they can be controlled, and then go back and be able to make the case to employers and talk. And it looks like they're really doing that. They're going back, talking to coworkers and talking to managers and supervisors about health and safety. So, in sum, I won't go through this because of my time, but we were very pleased and feel pretty confident about these results that, in conversation with specialists, that they really are going back and making some changes. There are some things we want to do. These are preliminary results. We want to tease out a lot of the information from the interviews. We have a lot more that we want to analyze, including what is it within the workplace that helps or hinders specialists to be able to take action, and how important is employer support. How important are workers' health and safety committees? Do they make a difference? And are we really serving the people that are targeted in the workplace? Anyway, this is really it. It's just the next picture shows a couple of the classes, and you can see that it's a very diverse group of people. So, thank you.